听力考试正式开始。
Mike, when do you want to go? It's 6 o'clock already.
I'll be ready in 10 minutes. We should leave home then.
You booked a table for 4 at 6:30, didn't you?
Yes, and we mustn't be late.
Listen to the next question.
I can't believe I've actually graduated, and I'm leaving tonight. I enjoyed studying with you these years.
Same here. And hey, don't forget to email me once in a while.Let me know how everything goes with you.
Listen to the next question.
Where are you studying, John?
In Tsinghua University.
Oh, that's just the university I graduated from last year.
Well, that happened to be the time when I went into Tsinghua University.
Listen to the next question.
Where are you working now, Jennifer? Still in the hospital?
No, I left the hospital.And I refused the job at the drugstore. I'm working as a teacher in a medical college now.
Listen to the next question.
It's almost quitting time, Ben. Are you joining us for dinner after work?
Not tonight, Sarah.My doctor said I should plan a few quiet nights each week. So, I'll just make myself a nice meal and have a hot bath at my flat.
Listen to the next question.
Let's talk about November's cover.This month's issue is about trends in smartphone technology, and we've selected our cover photo for that. Now, which stories should be mentioned on the cover?
Reiko is working on a story about teaching people how to develop their own applications for smartphones.
Oh, that's a good angle. But do you think that's cover page material?
It's well structured with an educational theme.And above all, she's interviewed people from many age groups for the story. I think it'll attract a lot of readers who don't normally subscribe to our magazine.
Good point. Let's put Reiko's headline just below the cover photo. Let's talk about November's cover. This month's issue is about trends in smartphone technology. And we've selected our cover photo for that. Now, which stories should be mentioned on the cover?
Reiko is working on a story about teaching people how to develop their own applications for smartphones.
Oh, that's a good angle. But do you think that's cover page material?
It's well structured with an educational theme. And above all, she's interviewed people from many age groups for the story. I think it'll attract a lot of readers who don't normally subscribe to our magazine.
Good point. Let's put Reiko's headline just below the cover photo.
Listen to the next question.
Hello, I've come to pick up a package.
Yes, sir. Do you mind if I see this gentleman first? He was here before you.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize. No problem. Just one thing. Would you mind changing me some small change for the car park?
No, not at all. Here you are.
That's great. Thanks a lot. I'll be back in a minute.Hello, I've come to pick up a package.
Yes, sir. Do you mind if I see this gentleman first? He was here before you.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize. No problem. Just one thing. Would you mind changing me some small change for the car park?
No, not at all. Here you are.
That's great. Thanks a lot. I'll be back in a minute.
Listen to the next question.
Excuse me, could you tell me the way to the nearest public library? I'm new here.
The nearest one. Let me think. There is one near the Brooklyn Museum.
Really? My friend told me there's one on Argyle Road.
Yes, but that one is much further away. Go down the street. Turn right at the first crossing. Then keep walking straight on until you see the museum. The library is about a 5-minute walk from the museum.
Okay. First go down this street, then turn right and then left. Oh, I'm lost. It sounds really confusing. Is there a bus that can take me there?
Yes. The bus station is not far. It's just one block away. Walk along this way. There are buses that can take you there.
Gosh, the rain is getting heavier. I'd better take a taxi. Thanks, anyway.
That's okay. Lots of taxis go this way.
My shirt is wet through. What bad luck. Excuse me, could you tell me the way to the nearest public library? I'm new here.
The nearest one. Let me think. There is one near the Brooklyn Museum.
Really? My friend told me there's one on Argyle Road.
Yes, but that one is much further away. Go down the street. Turn right at the first crossing. Then keep walking straight on until you see the museum. The library is about a 5-minute walk from the museum.
Okay. First go down this street, then turn right and then left. Oh, I'm lost. It sounds really confusing. Is there a bus that can take me there?
Yes. The bus station is not far. It's just one block away. Walk along this way. There are buses that can take you there.
Gosh, the rain is getting heavier. I'd better take a taxi. Thanks, anyway.
That's okay. Lots of taxis go this way.
My shirt is wet through. What bad luck.
Listen to the next question.
Have you looked for a summer job lately, Maria?
Well, things are a bit difficult. I saw some offers for shop assistants, but that seemed boring. I'd love to have a job as a swimming coach because I studied it last summer.
I understand.
Anyway, I found a hotel that's looking for a receptionist. They were happy to meet with me, and I'll start in 2 weeks.
Oh, good. You'll meet many interesting people in the hotel.
Right. Well, the hotel is not close to my house. There aren't any buses that go there. I'll just drive. It's too far to ride my bike.
I see. Is that a problem?
Well, I'll pay a lot for petrol.
Where is the hotel? Is it near the beach?
No. It's in the mountains. It's got a great view. You can see our town and the forest to the west.
Wow, cool. Well, I hope you have a lot of visitors.
Me too. Well, there's a new movie at 7 this evening in West Theater. Would you like to go to see it together? Mike and Tina will go too.
Great. I'll have dinner with my grandparents first, and then I'll meet you there at 6:30. Have you looked for a summer job lately, Maria?
Well, things are a bit difficult. I saw some offers for shop assistants, but that seemed boring. I'd love to have a job as a swimming coach because I studied it last summer.
I understand.
Anyway, I found a hotel that's looking for a receptionist. They were happy to meet with me, and I'll start in 2 weeks.
Oh, good. You'll meet many interesting people in the hotel.
Right. Well, the hotel is not close to my house. There aren't any buses that go there. I'll just drive. It's too far to ride my bike.
I see. Is that a problem?
Well, I'll pay a lot for petrol.
Where is the hotel? Is it near the beach?
No, it's in the mountains. It's got a great view. You can see our town and the forest to the west.
Wow, cool. Well, I hope you have a lot of visitors.
Me too. Well, there's a new movie at 7 this evening in West Theater. Would you like to go to see it together? Mike and Tina will go too.
Great. I'll have dinner with my grandparents first, and then I'll meet you there at 6:30.
Listen to the next question.
Welcome to this week's program. This week, we're going to talk about Castle Howard in Sussex. As you may know, Castle Howard was badly burnt in a fire 2 years ago, but it will be open to the public for the first time in 2 years on Sunday, the 2nd of April. The opening times are from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. from Monday to Friday, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekends. You'll be able to visit it all through the summer until the 1st of October, when it will be closed again. It's well worth a visit. You'll need a whole day just to wander around its splendid rooms. Of particular interest is the dining room in the West Wing with its fascinating collection of china, dating back to the 17th century. You should also take advantage of its wonderful grounds. You can even have your lunch in the open-air restaurant behind the castle, a setting with no air conditioning. Castle Howard is a great day out for all the family, with its reasonable prices, too. For a family tour, the children get in free of charge. That's all for today, listeners, but don't miss next week's program. Welcome to this week's program. This week, we're going to talk about Castle Howard in Sussex. As you may know, Castle Howard was badly burnt in a fire 2 years ago, but it will be open to the public for the first time in 2 years on Sunday, the 2nd of April. The opening times are from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. from Monday to Friday, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekends. You'll be able to visit it all through the summer until the 1st of October, when it will be closed again. It's well worth a visit. You'll need a whole day just to wander around its splendid rooms. Of particular interest is the dining room in the West Wing with its fascinating collection of china, dating back to the 17th century. You should also take advantage of its wonderful grounds. You can even have your lunch in the open-air restaurant behind the castle, a setting with no air conditioning. Castle Howard is a great day out for all the family, with its reasonable prices, too. For a family tour, the children get in free of charge. That's all for today, listeners, but don't miss next week's program.
听力部分到此结束。